Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Arguably the least likely team in sporting history, but the BBC has launched a new podcast today about the abducted Irish racehorse Shergar, and it's narrated by 90s American rapper Vanilla Ice, would you believe? Let's hear a short clip which starts with a 1980s BBC news report on the Irish horse racing industry.
In the last 10 years, Ireland has taken over as the leading breeder and seller of thoroughbreds in Europe, with animals whose quality surpasses those of any other country in the world. It's the mecca for the modern world's greatest spenders, the Arabs, who buy horses the same way other people buy bicycles. If the foreign owners and trainers who presently put their horses to stud here should withdraw for fear of further attacks, the Irish economy would lose about £100 million a year, and some 25,000 people would be thrown out of work.
From hero to zero in a hoofbeat. It seems mind-blowing that years after Shergar's disappearance, the police investigation is still open. The mystery continues. The story is not over.
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen.
I'm Rob Van Winkle. You may know me as Vanilla Ice.
Oh, well, there you go. Right on, man. To discuss this, I'm joined by the LL Cool J of the Racing Post racing journalist, Johnny Ward. What do you make of that, Johnny?
Yeah, I'm not sure I can fashion as good an impression as you do there, Paul, of Vanilla Ice. I mean, if you were to have a betting market on who wouldn't race, I'd heard about the Shergar documentary from Alan Treatman, who I worked with in the Racing Post, and who was telling me there a few weeks ago that he was being interviewed for it. And I was thinking of this like, you know, almost like a West Cork type documentary that the BBC would do, that it would be quite profound and all that. And this is exactly not what I thought it would be. But it's strangely good form for something. Yeah, it's compelling. And I don't know why Vanilla Ice is interested in Shergar, but in any event, he is, and he makes it interesting.
Come here to me, down to brass tacks. We might as well get people to, especially the younger audience who don't know Shergar and who don't know Vanilla Ice. We'll talk about Mr. Ice first of all. Can you tell people who he is?
I'm not an expert in Vanilla Ice, other than to know that he's a rapper who's in his 50s, and he's probably best known for Ice Ice Baby, which I think was playing in the background there. But I'm a little bit alarmed that I'm entering into the arena now of being hauled onto these shows to kind of explain who some DJ or rapper in his 50s is, despite the fact that I'm turning 40 myself.
Well, let's go. Well, happy birthday to you. Next year, is it? It's a long way away. You're nearly as old as Vanilla Ice, the rapper. Come here to me. Tell people about Shergar then, because it is a fascinating story.
Yeah, Shergar was an absolute superstar stallion. And it's funny, just as I listened to the first podcast there, and I interrupted it to watch the Oaks, and the Oaks was run over the course and distance of the Derby that Shergar obviously won in 1981. But the Oaks today produced a 16-length winner trained by Aidan O'Brien, which was absolutely incredible. Wow. A Shergar-like performance. But the as much as the Oaks and the Derby, you know, maybe they're not quite the race they were, but they still have huge resonance. But Shergar won his Derby as a three-year-old in 1981. He won it by an absolute streak, and Sir Michael Stout, who would have trained some really good horses, says in the documentary he was the best horse I ever trained. But I think what was sad about it, Cornwall, just listening back, was he was a really, really kind horse as well, and he was a horse that, you know, those who looked after him in the stable in Sir Michael Stout in England said that anyone could really go into his stable. And unfortunately, that kind of led to his downfall, because the people who abducted him were able to kind of abduct him, despite the fact Shergar wouldn't have known who they were.
Yeah, and he there's a whole mystery about Shergar, because he was kidnapped, as you say, and all. Now, let's see who's better at describing Shergar's races and his victories and so on. Is it Johnny Ward or is it Vanilla Ice? Because we have another little clip here. This is this clip from the podcast features commentary of one of Shergar's most famous wins, followed by Vanilla Ice's reaction.
There's only one horse in it. You need a telescope to see the rest. They have a column to go, and Shergar is galloping them into the ground. 15 lengths at least. Wally Swinburne looks round. He's on his own. Shergar, clear of his field. He's climbed the sergeant. He has eased up. Shergar wins the Derby.
It was a monumental victory. He streaked ahead, taking the cup by an incredible 10 lengths. Still the biggest margin in history. Unreal. Oh, it gives you goosebumps when you see stuff like that. Incredible victory. I know that horse was hauling ass.
did you ever write that in the Racing Post? Would you get away with it, Johnny? The horse was hauling ass.
You know, at least give me a fair fight when you put me up against somebody that can describe it like that. And pronounce lengths as if it's spelled with an I as well. The man exactly. has everything in their eyes.
You can understand why the BBC have gone down this road. It's a really compelling story, but it's certainly not made for an Irish audience, Johnny. I mean, would the readers of the Racing Post like this, I wonder?
I guess you have to kind of, you go to the table in the knowledge that it is kind of for a different audience. But, like, that's kind of part of the quirk of it as well. And, like, I don't know the full story. I think these podcasts that you can kind of download and listen to in your own time, that you can almost binge kind of listen to, I think they're a great idea. I think they do really well. And this is a podcast that, like, I do want to listen to the second episode now, even though I'm Irish and I'm fairly familiar with what happened to Shergar, like most people are. Mm-hmm. I'm interested to know, like, who he interviewed about it, and did he come up with any new theories? Because ultimately, obviously, as I mentioned, West Cork, this is like an investigation that never came to a definitive conclusion.
Yeah.
And it's sad as well, because he was a beautiful animal who didn't deserve the fate that befell him.
Yeah, well, it's a multiple part series. I think 7 parts in altogether. It's part of the Sports Strangest Crimes podcast and the BBC. Shergar, Vanilla Ice and Shergar. If you Google that, you'll get it. We might finish off by singing a rendition of Ice Ice Baby, Johnny. Will you do that?
Do, 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 do.
Johnny Moore on the Racing Post. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Corwin.